The Lord hates people with twisted hearts.
There's a lot of them out there with twisted hearts, but the Lord don't like it. And I'm going to tell you, that will bring forth sickness and disease into men's body, and it'll bring forth an early death. It will. And in fact, I was amazed today. I was just telling somebody today. I said, I remember, somebody asked me who, in fact, I think it was Philip. He asked me, a man that was here Sunday, and his wife. And he said, I can't think of their name. When he told me, I told him exactly who they were. And I he said, you know, I should have known them because I used to see them at the church in Justin all the time. I said, you know, that man, when they first started coming to Justin, they hadn't been coming long. They started coming to my Bible study. And I says, one of the other men in the church up here, he virtually never came. Now, his wife came every Sunday. Now, this man's in his late 30s at the time. Young man. But he had a whole lot rather take his beautiful boat and go to the lake on Sunday and fish and let his wife and kids come to church. I mean, you know, church is for women and kids. You know, it's not for men. And so he goes to the lake. So there was a 60-year-old man, 55 or 60-year-old man with him one Sunday, and they were out fishing on Lake Louisville. And right out in the middle of the lake, I don't know whether they hit a log or what, but the boat, whew, upside down, and he, the young man, drowned. Now, the old man, he managed to swim a half a mile and lived. He got out, but the young man didn't. Well, they hunted that lake. They searched that lake for 4 or 5 days for his body, and they never did find it. So Sunday morning, whenever I come into church, somebody told me, said, Thurman, you know they haven't found so-and-so's body yet. I said, oh, gee, I hate that. I said, you know, I know this woman. I love her and her children. They're here all the time. They're such a sweet family. But I said, I know the husband never comes. But I says, I know they would want to find the body to bury it. I just can't fathom. I said, I told this man, I said, come upstairs with me. He said, what are we going to do? I said, we're going to pray. We're going to stand on God's word. And we're going to ask the Lord, according to Matthew 18:19, to send an angel to bring that body to the surface today and let it be found today so that family can bury that body. Amen. So John and I went upstairs. We knelt down in a little room up there at the First Baptist Church in Justin. And I prayed and asked the Lord to do that. I said, John, do you agree with me? He said, I do. John was just barely beginning to learn a little bit about how to walk in faith. We came downstairs, and one of the men came in and says, do you know that they haven't found so-and-so's body yet? I said, yeah, but they're going to find it today. He said, how do you know that? I said, because if this book's true, and I know it is, I prayed. And I prayed in agreement with John, and I'm going to guarantee you they're going to find his body today. Wow, that night. Whenever we came back to church that night, I think it was Phil's dad, I think, told me. He said, Thurman, do you know what happened right after lunch today? I said, no. I said, what do you mean? He said, they found that man's body. He said, this morning in Sunday school, when you were so bold and you said you guarantee they're going to find that body today, and I thought, how do you know that? And you said, you stood on the Word of God and they had to find it today. And he said, and they did. Isn't that amazing? God honors faith. But your proclamation has to be out of a clean heart, not a twisted heart, a man of integrity. Now, if you're not a man of integrity, if you just did some kind of a bad deal and cheated somebody this week, don't try to come to church and pray and ask God to do something because he ain't going to show up. Amen. You know, that's the problem. So he delights in those who have integrity. If you're a man or a woman of integrity, you can come and ask God for anything, and he'll do it for you. You know, so that's why lots of people don't get their prayers answered, is because they're not walking there. I mean, you take one of these people that's, it says God hates people with twisted hearts. So you take a man or a woman with a twisted heart, or you take a person that does not have integrity, and they pray, although they may come to church, and they may tithe, they may do all kinds of things, but when they leave church, they're not exactly, you know, you've seen people like that, right? You may know what I'm talking about. They're really on their toes, you know, at church, no profanity, no smoking, none of that kind of stuff. But when they leave, they're cuss, you know, and they'll read you the riot act and do all kinds of things. You know, they're not men and women of integrity. They're not men and women have a clean heart. They have a twisted heart. And God knows that. You know, if you come to church, you're the best guy in the world, and you go out and you run into some guy down the street or some girl down the street and you get mad at her and you cuss her out. Hey, forget it. Until you get right with God, clean out that heart. Forget it. They ain't no use you going to the throne of grace. He ain't going to answer your prayer. You know, you're a person that has a twisted heart, and he hates that. You know, so who's going to change that? You are. There ain't nobody else going to change it. You are. But God hates people with twisted hearts. So he won't answer prayer of people with twisted hearts. Okay, let's go to verse 21 and 22. You can be sure that evil people will be punished. Now then, Dave done a teaching here a while back, and it's a great teaching called Me Wicked? Me Wicked? God hates evil or wicked people. Now, when we do things wrong, God sees us as evil or wicked people. Now, we don't see ourselves like that, do we, John? We can be nice, good people 1 minute, and we can be evil people the next minute, right? Absolutely. All of us can do that. It's real easy to fall into that. And, of course, that's a great teaching that Dave done on that, because the average person does not see us as born-again Christians as wicked. But we can be. You can be sure that evil people will be punished. Evil people or wicked people will be punished. And, of course, can Christians be punished? Absolutely. I mean, can we get the strap on our backside? Yes. That's just like somebody said the other day. You know, they're talking about God and how much God loves us. And Thurman, you know, God, he would never do these kind of things to us. And I said, well, are you married? Well, yes. Do you have children? Yes. I said, do you love your children with all your heart? Well, absolutely. I said, have you ever had to spank one of them? Yeah, he said, I've sure had to do that a few times. I said, well, did you love them any less when you were spanking them? Oh, he said, it breaks my heart to do that to them. I said, well, then why do you do it? He said, because I have to. If I don't, they'll turn out to be regular little hellions. I said, well, that's exactly what we turn out to be if God don't spank us once in a while. When we get evil, usually his patience goes way beyond what ours does as human beings, right? Sure. But does he still love us? Of course he does. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. But will he spank us? Yes. Even when you get to be as old as we are, right? He will spank us. We're still his children. And sometimes he really puts it on us. But you can be sure that evil people will be punished. But the children of the godly will go free. Now, notice what he said. The children of the godly. If you're godly and you're walking in obedience to God's word, he's going to bless your children. Now, you want your children blessed? I can't think of a parent nowhere that doesn't want their children to be blessed. What do you have to do all of your life if you want your children to be blessed of God? You got to walk in obedience to his word all time. You know, if you do, then he'll bless your children. Now then, there is a very scary thing, and how many of you right here can quote Hosea 4:6? I want Dave to turn. We'll come back to 11:21. Now, see, I want Dave to go to that right quick. I want you to look at this on yourself on the screen that Cheryl just read. My people, this is us, God's children, are being destroyed because they don't know me. Now, how do we get to know God? Study the Word. You're absolutely right. Outside of that book, you can't know him, can you? No, you cannot. And the average Christian don't spend any time because he's just telling, my people are being destroyed because they don't know me. We don't read his word. We don't know who. We go by what somebody else tells us. We think we know God, but we don't. When you really get in the book, you begin to understand who he is. And boy, that will really begin to put the fear in you when you begin to learn who he is and what he will do. My people are being destroyed because they don't know me. It is all your fault, you priest, for you yourselves refuse to know me. Woo! That says something bad about us preachers, doesn't it? In other words, there's a lot of preachers that don't know God either. You know what? We haven't spent the time in the Word. That's scary. And then because we don't know it, we can't teach it to you. So, but if we've studied it, then we can. For he said, you yourselves refuse to know me. Now I refuse to recognize you as my priest. Since you have forgotten the laws of your God, I will forget to bless your children. Wow. That's really scary, isn't it? Well, if we are a nation of kings and priests and queens, men and women, if we don't put God first and know him and study his word, because he told us in 2 Timothy 2:15 to study the word of God, if we don't do that, we don't know him, we don't know who he is, and therefore we are going to be destroyed, and also God is not going to bless our children. Does everybody want their children blessed? Sure. So what do you have to do to get your children to be blessed? You got to put God first. Wow. Somebody said, I wish I'd have known that when I was younger. Yeah, if we'd have taught what it said, we would. But I will forget to bless your children. Flip it over on the King James there right quick, Dave. Let's look at it in the King James. That's what Cheryl read. King James said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget your children. If God forgets your children are in trouble. You know, I mean, they're in trouble. Okay, let's go back to 11, 21 and 22. Now then, let's look at this next one, verse 22. After it says the children of the godly will go free, that's where we want to be. So we, as men and women of integrity, with a clean heart, serving God, we should expect God to bless our children, and our children should go free. We want them to serve God too, then, because so that their children will go free.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.